Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 21st, and I am reading from the New International Version. I've been really excited about this portion of Scripture that I get to read in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look! God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Before we move on to the psalm, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. First, in the new heavens and the new earth, when the Lord restores all things, our dwelling will be with Him. We will be present with the Lord, and He Himself will be our God. This is awesome language here in verse 4. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. I long for this day when we will no longer have to deal with the great enemy of death, but the Lord will take death away from our existence. Also, the idea in verse 6 that it is finished. He says here, "It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the springs of water of life." It reminds me of the living water that Jesus gave to the woman at the well. And so, Lord, we just thank You for this hopeful message today of the new heavens and the new earth. Okay, now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 128, a song of ascents. "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel." And now let's turn over to the book of Zephaniah. Today we finish up the book of Zephaniah. We'll start with verse 9 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Now, as per usual with these prophetic books, there's this idea of restoration for a remnant. And so in my Bible today, the title says, Restoration for Israel's Remnant. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshipers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hand hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and a reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in my study Bible, my ESV study Bible, I read about this passage in Zephaniah, and this is what they said. The ultimate motivation for waiting for God is eternal joy, the vision of a redeemed community of worshipers made up of ethnic Israelites and others from the nations points to the recreation of a unified humanity fulfilling its purpose, now eternally realized in the church. So this idea of us serving shoulder to shoulder is just a beautiful picture of what we as the Church of Christ, those who follow Jesus, can be for this world. In verse 15, we have a beautiful picture of what the Lord has done for us in the cross. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. The study Bible says Jesus has inaugurated the fulfillment of these promises, for he is God with us. And he indwells the church through his Spirit. And what a beautiful image for us to end the day on, the fact that Jesus dwells with us. He is with us, and he has made an end to our sin. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the fact that we can be confident in you because you have defeated sin and death on our behalf. And through faith in you, we can come to a realization that we no longer have to fear death. Thank you, Lord, that even though we are not fully righteous in and of ourselves, we cling to your righteousness and we are made right with God through you. Now, through your Holy Spirit, would you empower us to be the people you have called us to be, so that we might work shoulder to shoulder with other believers, bringing forward the message of hope and peace to a world who so desperately needs it. Thank you, Lord, for the visions of the new heaven and the new earth that you have given us in Revelation today. Thank you for that promise that one day there will be no more tears and you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Lord, we just long for that day, and we pray that in the meantime that you would give us a sense of your presence with us, even though it seems you are so far away sometimes. Remind us that that is not the truth, that you are here and that you are working and that you are good. And we love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in our precious Savior's name, Jesus the Lord and Christ. Amen.